Cardiology Update. Listeners, viewers, and readers, my name is Shahid Reyes. I'm coming to you with another episode related to recent studies related to interventional cardiology. This is very interesting study related to the use of optimization protocol for patient undergoing PCI. Again, we have known, and it's been known now for the last 5 or 10 years now, the role of imaging for cardiovascular intervention and how this is will impact the outcome, not just for left main intervention, but also for the rest of the vascular bed. Therefore, in this trial, which is a Renovate Complex PCI investigator, they looked into the use and utilization of standardized optimization protocol before and after that protocol. What I mean is, they looked into the population of patients who underwent PCI with IVUS or intravascular imaging, whether IVUS or OCT, and then compared them with the other group of patients with similar characteristics, but after implementation of standardized optimization protocol. This is a very strict protocol, and it's well delineated in the paper itself and the JACC intervention. But it's very interesting to see that implementation of certain protocol, it changed the patient outcome. Again, this is a retrospective study comparing patients from 2008 to 15, and again from 2018 to 2000. This is comparing these two groups of patients. When I looked into the study and the patient characteristics, I felt there is some heterogeneity in the patient involved, especially with the underlying comorbidities such as diabetes and peripheral artery disease and smoking, and also this heterogeneity in the presentation of these patients. Some patients with a recent study or more present group is have more acute presentation, ACS, compared to the previous group, which has more stable presentation. Also, the vessel involved, whether left main LAD or circumflex or RCA, there's also some variability between these two groups. Regardless, there was some optimization that was done or is adjustment done during this analysis. So what is the endpoint of the study? The endpoint is defined as target vessel failure. This is defined by target vessel revascularization or target vessel myocardial infarction or cardiovascular death or target vessel revascularization. When we compare with no surprise, patient who underwent standardized protocol for optimization of IVUS or OCT guided therapy compared to angiography has better outcome and less target vessel failure compared to those with angiographic outcome. But more interestingly, they found that this is patient who underwent intervention using a standardized optimization protocol in the present era has way better outcome and less TVF compared to the patient who did not have that protocol in the previous time or the past group. This is again illustrate the importance of putting together a very standardized protocol in the cath lab and educating the technicians and nurses as well as the physician doing this procedure in the cath lab to define the success of the procedure, not just by angiographic findings, and but also by stent apposition under expansion, but also some very strict criteria as illustrated in this article that I highly recommend all interventionalists to review, is to evaluate these criteria and implement them in the cath lab. In a nutshell, they recommended non-left main to have minimal stent area of 5.5 millimeter square, and for patients who had their went left main to have a distal minimal stent area of 7 millimeter square and the proximal minimal stent area in the left main of 8 millimeter square. Again, a very interesting study and really highlight the importance of imaging, one, but more importantly, optimization of the imaging and setting up criteria for the successful PCI in patient undergoing intervention. I would like to thank you for watching and listening to us and also reading our content. This is Shahid Reyes from Cardiology Updates.